Hello, my name is Percy, and I'm calling from Opinion Research, and I would like to ask you a few questions concerning the problems facing our nation, state, and local communities. The first question is, are you registered to vote as a Democrat in New Jersey?
Yes.
All right, so that would be a yes. Okay, so I know it's a long way off, but what are the chances that you will vote in the Democratic primary elections for President, U.S. Senate, Congress, and local offices in June of 2024? Are you almost certain to vote? Will you probably vote? Are the chances 50-50, or do you not think you will vote?
Of course, I always vote.
All right. What is your race?
Hispanic.
Okay. From which country or territory does your family trace their heritage from?
Dominican.
Okay, Dominican Republic. All right. What language do you primarily speak in your home? Always
Spanish.
English? Oh, okay. Is it always Spanish?
Spanish? Always Spanish.
Oh, okay. Always Spanish. And what year were you born in?
I was born in the city.
Yeah, but what year were you born in?
Oh, what year?
Yeah.
55.
Oh, okay. Okay. If you like, I can do the survey in Spanish. Or are you okay with it in English?
No. I'll. What is this for?
I'm sorry, what was that?
I see. What is this survey for?
Oh, well, we just want to collect opinions of people about these topics, about the problems facing our nation, state, and local communities. We kind of just want to get people's opinions about this kind of stuff. So the next one is, I'd like you to rate your feelings towards some people using a scale of 0 to 100. 0 means a very cold and unfavorable feeling, and 100 is a very warm, favorable feeling. And then 50 is neutral.
I don't like to answer those questions.
Oh, I'm sorry.
All right.
All right. Mm-hmm. Well, we kind of have to, like, do this kind of question. It's part of the survey. And I have to read everything verbatim, really, so... So as I was saying, and if you could really just rate these people from 0 to 100.
Very religious.
I'm sorry, what was that?
Yeah, I'm religious.
Okay, well, in this survey, we don't really talk about religious topics. It's really just strictly political. So yeah, so the first person is Tammy Murphy. And if you can remember the scales, 0 means you have a very unfavorable feeling towards them, and then 100 means you have a very warm, favorable feeling towards them. And the higher the number, the warmer the feeling. And if you have no opinion or have never heard of these people, you can also say that. So the first person...
You mean Trump? No, not Trump.
All right. Well, he doesn't really appear in this part. But yeah, the first person is Tammy Murphy.
Yes.
Okay, on a scale of 0 to 100, how much do you like her?
100.
100? All right. What about Phil Murphy?
Yes, I like him too.
On a scale of 1 to 0, on a scale of 0 to 100?
100.
100? All right.
Yeah.
What about Rob Menendez?
Yeah, I like Robert Menendez.
Okay, would that be a 100 too?
Yeah.
Okay. What about Ravi Bala?
Who's that?
If you haven't heard of him, that's okay. I can put that.
Who's that?
If you've never heard of him, I can put that.
I don't remember. Don't remember.
Okay, it's okay. What about Bob Menendez?
Yes.
Would that be 0 to 100? What would it be?
100.
100? All right. What about Stephen Fulop?
Yes. 100.
100? All right. What about Joe Biden?
I give him 1,000.
Oh, all right. Well, we can really only go from 0 to 100. So would that be 100? All right. All right. What about Andy Kim?
Who?
Andy Kim?
No, not too particular. Is she a woman or a man?
A man.
I'm not sure.
Oh, okay, that's all right.
I'm more familiar with Tammy Murphy, Phil Murphy, Batman.
Okay, that's okay. All right. When you hear the name Rob Menendez, what is the first thing that comes to mind?
Yeah, they're good. I vote for all my Democrats.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right. So.
Okay. Is that enough?
Oh, no. It's just a little bit more of the survey. This was kind of the open-ended question.
Uh-huh.
All right, but it's really short, actually. We're going to be really almost done. We're already at almost 50% done. So would you say you approve or disapprove of the job Rob Menendez is doing as your member of Congress?
I approve.
Okay, would that be somewhat approve or strongly approve?
Strongly approve.
Okay. And if the Democratic primary for the U.S. Senate were held today and the candidates were Bob Menendez, Tammy Murphy, and Patricia Campos Medina and Andy Kim, for whom would you vote for?
Bob Menendez.
Okay. And if the Democratic primary election for Congress were held today and the candidates were Ravi Bala and Kyle Gracie and Rob Menendez, for who would you vote for?
Rob Menendez.
Okay. And in the last few months, have you heard a lot? Some, not too much, or nothing at all about U.S. Senator Bob Menendez?
Yes, I have heard.
Okay, so have you heard maybe some?
Some.
Okay. How closely would you say that you are following recent criminal indictments against U.S. Senator Bob Menendez? Would you say you follow this very closely, somewhat closely, not too closely, or not closely at all?
Not too closely because they only focus on the Democrat, but they don't focus on the other one.
All right. So if you could please tell me whether you agree or disagree with each of the following statements about Congressman Rob Menendez. And this one is if you strongly agree with the statement, you somewhat agree with the statement, you somewhat disagree, or you strongly disagree. So the first one is, there is no way that Congressman Rob Menendez was not involved in his father, Senator Bob Menendez's shady and corrupt dealings.
I don't like to answer that question.
Oh, that's okay. Congressman Rob Menendez has not been accused of any wrongdoings because he has done nothing wrong. He is not involved in his father's issues in any way.
No.
All right, so would you say you somewhat disagree with this or you strongly disagree with this?
Not so sure.
All right. Congressman Rob Menendez is only in Congress because he is a Senator Bob Menendez's son. Would you say you strongly agree with this, you somewhat agree with this, you somewhat disagree, or you strongly disagree?
I disagree because everybody has their own life.
All right. Would that be strongly disagree or somewhat disagree?
Strongly disagree.
Okay. In this country,
I agree that it's okay doing this.
Oh, no, it's fine. You can
see I really don't like to answer survey. I don't know why I answer this. I don't like to answer survey.
We're almost done. We're really almost done if you want to keep going. So,
I don't want to keep going. I want to stop.
Oh, all right. Well, then thank you so much for your time, then. Have a good day.
You too. Bye.